We're now joined by head coach Steve Wells of the Grundy R5 boys. They picked up a victory, ended a four-game losing streak on Friday night with a 66-39 victory at Newtown Harris. This week, Holiday Hoops. The Panthers get two games at the Ketchum Community Center. They will play Higbee tomorrow night at 7. That is part of, I believe it's a Higbee-Grundy girls-boys doubleheader. And then Madison, pretty good Madison team, if I remember right, from I think they were in the Novinger tournaments, 9 o'clock on a Friday night for that Grundy Madison ball game. Coach, we talk about this all the time, but when you're from a Class 1 school, you get a chance to play on a college floor. That's going to be kind of a cool opportunity for the guys this week.
Oh, yeah. I think the last couple of years, our kids have really enjoyed playing over here. We've been fortunate the last 2 years to win our two games that we played over here. And this year, we've expanded and are playing two games this season instead of just one. And I know our kids are excited about that.
Last Tuesday, the Panthers made their way to Winston. I think Winston's going to do this to a lot of people this year, Coach. Their team is awfully difficult to stop. Obviously, Lewis is the one who handles the ball and is a great three-point shooter. But I kind of feel like that with Winston, their complementary pieces around Lewis are really solid this year as well. It's a good ball team that Coach Lewis has.
Oh, yeah, they are. They can really get after you defensively. I don't feel bad at all. Because, like you said, they're going to do that to a lot of teams. In fact, I think they've done that to just about every team they've played this year almost. But they can really get after you, and they can take you out of the stuff that you want to do. And even if you do the stuff that you want to do, it's tough because they really can test shots and block out. And it's tough to get second shots against them.
Yeah, since Lynn County, and Lynn County's pretty good this year too, you had a run where you didn't win as many games as you wanted, but most of the games that you had from Lynn County until Winston had been on the competitive side. How do you handle the Winston game, Coach? Obviously, you want to learn from it, but you also tell the guys, listen, we took some lumps, flush it, forget about it, get ready for Newtown.
Well, you don't really go into that. I don't really go into any game concerned about what our opponents are doing. We have to be more concerned about what we're going to do. And it's like I told the kids, and we went through a lot of stuff. If we box out, if we do several things that we want to get accomplished, I said we're going to be successful. I said it may not turn out into a win or tonight. Now we certainly want to win. Don't get me wrong on that regard, but we have to try and be successful at what we do, and then take that forward as we play and try to do things like that. We competed with Winston. We competed very hard with them. They're just that good.
Yeah, the thing with Winston, too, is obviously Lewis can hit threes. Youthy's a very good player on the wing. But they don't give up many points. I saw it against Trenton, and Trenton's a pretty salty ball club, that they give up somewhere in that 20 to 30 point range every game. Boy, you do that defensively, you're going to win a lot of games. What makes them tough to kind of solve defensively, Coach?
Well, they're probably about the best defensive team I have seen in the last 3 years up here. They're man-for-man defense. They're great positioning. They're great individually on their man-for-man, and they also play great team defense. And, a lot of times, you don't quite always get all those things together at one time. But this year's ball club, it really looks like that they're really locked in defensively. They're playing very well right now, and it's just tough to compete with that because they're able to do so many things to take you away. And if you can't practice against that, Tom, if you can't practice against that every night, then when you run into a game, you can't simulate that. You can't simulate it in practice, so therefore, come game time, they're always going to have the advantage of that. I've had that over the years where we were great defensively, man-for-man-wise, and if the other team couldn't simulate that in practice, we always had the advantage going into games, and that's what they've got going.
There's some truth to the fact that if you play somebody, maybe the best team you'll see all season long, and I think Mercer certainly has that caliber of team this year, that you hope it makes your team better in the long run for playing that level of competition. Where do you hope that it makes your team better, Coach?
Well, the thing about it is that it'll make you better if you compete very hard against those teams, and we competed very hard against Winston. We really did. So, therefore, yes, it is going to help us out in the long run.
Well, and you got a win last week, Coach. Put 66 on the board. You got a victory at Newtown Harris. Where did you guys really do well on Friday?
Well, we were able to get after them full court, putting a lot of pressure on them. And we got them to turn the ball over to us quite a bit, either by throwing the ball out of bounds or taking bad shots and giving us excellent opportunities to get out into the full court and get some easy opportunities. And that's where we really excelled at. Plus the fact that when we did get into the half court set, we were able to really move the ball and end up with good shots a lot of times.
Offensively, is it pretty much, you know, most of the time when you send me the information after the game, you got Caden Gann scoring a lot, you got Wayne Baxter scoring a lot. Is that generally the two guys that you're looking for to run the offense through, or is it just the fact that, you know, they're more capable of putting the ball in the hoop right now?
Well, right now we get a lot of our offense out of full court play. Even when we play very, very good teams such as Winston and Wincanny, we get a lot of our points out on the break opportunities, and those two guys are the guys that are usually out leading our break opportunities. We've got some other players, and they do score, and, you know, Cooper Lewis puts the ball in the basket real well. Tanner Williams has done an excellent job in and around the basket. Robert Urich has tightened it up a little bit and scoring a few points for us now. So we're getting more balance. It's just that those two seem to be having more opportunities because of the way we play out in the full court.
We know that with Holiday Hoops, Trenton High School being in town is kind of considered the host, but being that Grundy County is, what, 10, 15 miles down the road, you almost have to consider playing at the Ketchum Center, as we kind of talked about earlier. Not only exciting opportunity for your guys playing a college court, but also as close as you have to kind of having a home tournament for the Panthers.
Oh, yeah. I mean, our fans love to come over here and watch basketball, and I think there's a pretty good connection between Gault and Trenton and Humphreys and Trenton, that we get a lot of people from Trenton that want to come watch us play it too, because of the close connection between the communities over there. And I think this just really helps our kids out, and it makes for a great atmosphere.
Now, yeah, I know Higbee and Madison aren't necessarily, you know, core KTTN towns as far as knowing what they have, but just, yeah, kind of seeing some of the scores and seeing what both of them have this year, you got a couple of pretty tough opponents this week, don't you?
Yeah, I think we've only played Madison once, and they beat us by 16 or 17 earlier when we had a back-to-back. We finished up late one night on a Friday night and then had to turn around at like 1:30 in the afternoon the next day and play. And we were just a half step off. We really competed hard. We got close a few times, but we never could get over the hump. And that margin of victory really happened late. So they didn't get to see the best that we can throw at them. So I think the game Friday night with Madison is going to be an outstanding game. I'm looking forward to it. Tomorrow night's game with Higbee is going to be one in which, if we can establish what we want to do and get that accomplished, then I think we're going to have a great opportunity to get a win there.
The Higbee game is at 7, the Madison game at 9, both in the evening, so kind of prime time opportunities to come watch the Panthers play this week at the Ketchum Community Center. Higbee Tuesday, Madison on Friday. Coach, appreciate the time. As always, a happy holidays to you, a Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you again in the new year.
Thanks a lot, Tom. Have a good one.